This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the weekend, questions about the very popular Friends star surround what happened, and there are a lot of people reacting to his death, believe it or not, even a world leader or two. In Acapulco, that hurricane, the death toll there hit almost 40 as searchers are still combing through debris, and the situation in the Middle East gets worse, my friends. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope in your world that you feel safe and secure and had a fabulous weekend. And when we talk about the weekend, all days, I'm sure, for the people at the Gaza Strip on both sides of it seem to run together. The concerns over the 200-plus hostages are really, really intensifying as there were more deep strikes over the weekend. And then Hezbollah putting out a video hinting about a big announcement that something is going to happen, but it's just a teaser. They don't give any details, but wanted to make sure that a broader audience paid attention to what they were saying. You think of Hezbollah, and you think of Iran's role in aiding Hamas and Hezbollah as far as the money to get the weaponry they need and the training, and we know that those stops have been there forever. Speaking of stopping, Israel stopped a missile from Lebanon. That's always a big concern. Beirut is taking airport precautions as a result of that. Israel's military announced over the weekend they did stop a surface-to-air missile that was fired from Lebanon at one of its drones. And the Lebanese authorities are saying, look, we're taking every precaution we can, including we got to evacuate that airport because there's too much border tension. So in the north, that was the other concern, which is why the U.S. sent several ships to try to do what it could to aid in anything that might happen with any kind of missiles. And, of course, most of the warfare now, as we've talked about with people on this show, experts, has to do with drones. It's fought through drones mostly, or at least a big chunk of it anyway. While all of these questions surround Israel and the Gaza Strip, it also becomes about the people and the people that now have received more leaflets to get out, to head north, to get away from, you know, areas in the Strip that are going to be, I think, it invaded for sure, that they're saying, because there's going to be this attack that they've been ready for a couple of weeks, not just through the air, but actually on the ground, actually going in and going full scale. And, you know, by the way, while all that's going on, you have Ukraine and you have 65 countries, not Russia, in Ukraine's peace plan talks, because that is one of the things that has been talked about. That kicked off in Malta over the weekend on Saturday. It's a two-day meeting, and apparently there is a 10-point peace plan from countries across the globe, especially with this conflict in the Middle East, shifting the focus away from Ukraine. And are those diplomatic efforts paying off? It sort of seems like it, apparently. Because initially there were talks in Copenhagen in June where there was just 15 people. Now there were 43. We're talking about leaders that are there where these are things that are being taken back to governments. It does make you think that, right? You have what's happening in the Middle East, and then you have Ukraine, and of course, the other part of this is the U.S. and funding. And what's the U.S. ultimately going to do here. And now we have a new Speaker of the House. So House Republicans are here to look at a couple of things, and funding related to Israel and Ukraine is at the top of the list, but also another, back to our country, another stopgap measure to keep the government funded if that November 17th deadline comes and the appropriations process has not been completed. Because the priority is to get the government funded, and they got to move quickly if they're going to meet that deadline, because we're almost at November 1st. Yeah, you know, it's like somebody said, and I don't remember who it was, but it was a kind of a funny line. It might have been Johnson himself, where he said, "We're haunted by the federal debt, $33.6 trillion, and we have to keep that in mind. We do, but we got to come up with something that works for more than a stopgap, too. But if there has to be a stopgap funding measure, they set the deadline for January 15th. Because they don't want to jam everything through, and that's part of the problem. We've got to hurry up and jam it through, so it's another Band-Aid, then we put on another Band-Aid. And you and I both know that the Band-Aids are necessary, because what do you do if you can't just have nothing? You could, but that would be disastrous. So you got to put in these Band-Aids, but it's time to get rid of the Band-Aids, rip them off, and be done with the Band-Aids. All right, since I mentioned it, a lot of Americans still go to Acapulco. It's one of the places, when you look at Mexico and resort areas, that Americans flock to. Not now. More resources are actually what's needed, and they're arriving because they were battered in Acapulco. The death toll from Hurricane Otis continues to grow, but it's officially at 39. Hundreds of families, though, are still waiting to hear. It came ashore last week, if you remember, midweek on Wednesday. 165-mile-an-hour winds. And it strengthened so rapidly, people didn't have much time to prepare. People's description, people that were able to survive and get away from it, talked about, I heard this one description, and it felt so eerie to me. Standing on an Acapulco beach, looking out toward dozens of sunken boats, and there were just floating buoys, just things poking out of the water. So you have livelihoods, of course, that are lost, people the main concern, and then just a horrible, really, couple of days heading into the weekend, and then getting through the weekend and going through all this debris. If you see pictures, you see what's familiar, as we've seen in the U.S. on the Gulf. You look at when there's been a hurricane, or on the eastern seaboard, you look at the boats that are piled up like almost smashed toy boats. It just doesn't look real. And then you see the debris surrounding it. And that's pretty much what Acapulco, parts of it anyway, look like right now. It's just going through the process of finding, hopefully not finding more people, but scrambling and putting together what needs to be put together to help the people there who still need water or other things that have to be turned on, that all get thrown into disarray when you have that kind of a hurricane, that kind of a moment. Minnesota Viking fans are having that kind of a horrible moment. Kirk Cousins, will he be out for the season after a wonderful win for the Vikings? That's all part of the Man Cave coming up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The man cave. And in the man cave, sadly, the one thing we would be talking about, and he was such a huge sports fan, is the death of Matthew Perry. Because he was a huge tennis player. I don't know that he would have been pro, but he was good enough to at least consider it. Where as a kid, this actor that was so popular in Friends, at one point, you know, he was being courted by all kinds of people and won all kinds of tournaments and moved. He was in Ottawa in Canada. He was 15, and he moved to the United States to be with his father. His parents were divorced, and then, of course, he went on to huge fame in his 20s, in his mid-20s, as part of the cast of Friends. He was found dead over the weekend at 54 in his hot tub. They're still investigating the cause of death, just going through the normal procedures of toxicology, that kind of thing, because they get the call in the afternoon, meaning the LA fire department, etc., rescue services, 911 really got the first call, and then they go and respond. So it's still the shock of dealing with all of that and figuring out the exact cause of death. So rip to Matthew Perry. The Vikings, wow. The Vikings, Kirk Cousins tears his right Achilles in a Minnesota victory, 24-10 over the Green Bay Packers. It's such a rivalry between those two clubs, no matter where they are, no matter what kind of a season they're having. So this is interesting because they started 0-3, and now they pulled their record even at 4-4. And Kevin O'Connell, the coach, of course, says the team is fearing what you fear. An Achilles injury, as somebody who's covered sports at the pro level, is the worst. So it's sad because of what he was able to do, and it was awful to see. You know, less than 10 minutes in the fourth quarter, he tries to step up in the pocket on a third down. He's at the Packers' 22-yard line, the team was. His right leg buckles, and Packers defensive tackle Kenny Clark sacks him. He hopped off the field. He didn't put any weight on his right leg, which is never good. So the rookie quarterback, Jaren Hall, finished the game, but they're not committing to any kind of a starter situation as far as Hall's concerned. They don't know. The team is still doing the standard thing that you would do, which would be doing the MRI deal. You have to have the MRI, right? So that happens, and then they can decide where to go from, you know, where to go from there. All right, also over the weekend, first of all, the Monday night game, which is left, is the Lions and the Packers. As for the rest of what happened, the Cowboys slammed the Rams 43-20. The Cowboys are quietly, or maybe not so quietly, they are 5-2 right now. Dak Prescott did toss an interception, but 304 passing yards and 4 touchdowns. The Titans eked by with a win over the Falcons, 28-23. There were some big moments in this one. Boy, you look at Derrick Henry, and you think of, for the Tennessee, and you think when he's over 100 yards, don't they usually win? But that's what happened, right? So I look at that mark as if DeAndre Hopkins is burning one for a touchdown and Derrick Henry's doing well. So you've got your air mission and your ground mission for the Titans. They're going to pull it out. They definitely did. And how about Saints? Who dat nation? Everybody listening to us in New Orleans, your Saints beating the Colts 38-27. Derek Carr, 310 passing yards, a couple of touchdowns. The Dolphins, easy time with the Patriots, 31-17. They're 6-2. Tua Tagovailoa, 324 passing yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception in that victory. The Jets beat the Giants in the battle for New York. The Jets. So the Jets are finding ways to win without Aaron Rodgers. Because remember when Aaron Rodgers went down in the beginning of the season, it was like, oh, this is it. Oh, Zach Wilson can't do it. We can't get this done. And like I said, they're finding ways to win. They have a great team assembled around him. Now, this was in overtime, and Greg Zuerlein hit the field goal for the win. Zuerlein, rather, hit the field goal. But the Jets, I think they have... They're being pumped up by Aaron Rodgers and others in the locker room, but it's working for them. So 4-3, and the Giants are hapless this season, 2-6. The Jags beat the Steelers. The Jaguars are 6-2, 20-10, the final there. So Trevor Lawrence, there was the big build-up to what kind of a year was he going to have. He looked really good on paper, and it's kind of proving itself out. Almost 300 yards passing and a touchdown, did throw an interception. Boy, the Eagles, there's something about the Washington Commanders where they always push them to the brink, but Washington pulled it out in Landover, Maryland, 38-31, your final score. So the Eagles, again, 7-1. Yeah, A.J. Brown, 8 catches, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. Panthers and the Texans. This was kind of one of those weird games. I kept tuning in to see what was going to happen. And as I was driving back from Savannah, it was one of those kind of days. It was a, you know, where a big chunk of your day is in the car. You're just trying to, find any station, you know, going through. And the Texans put up 7 points in the second quarter to the Panthers, 6 points. So low scoring. And then in the end, the Panthers eked it out. And they got their first win of the season, so they're 1-6. Seahawks knocked off the Browns 24-20. Here's a big surprise one for you. Maybe I buried the lead in some ways. Russell Wilson threw 3 touchdowns in the Broncos' 24-9 win over the Chiefs. Broncos have to be feeling better because what a start to their season. Now they're 3-5. They're not setting the world on fire, but to beat the Chiefs, who are 6-2, the way they did, that is a very big win in front of the home crowd that's been very disappointed. The Ravens, Arizona fans, your Cardinals struggling, and that's an understatement. The Ravens beat the Cardinals, but that was a tight game. The Cardinals put up 17 points in the fourth quarter, just a little bit too late. 31-24 was the final score there. It was tough to stop the running machine, Gus Edwards, who racked up three rushing touchdowns against the Arizona defense. The Bengals, easy time with the 49ers. That was such a snore of a game. 31-17, another surprise. So the 49ers back down to earth again. They're 5-3. And the Chargers, no contest against the Bears. They just killed them. 30-13. The Chargers defense with a couple of interceptions that made a big difference. And it was just one of those great games for them. So they're 3-4. And that is the rundown on what was your NFL weekend. In the meantime, Major League Baseball World Series. I am such a fan of baseball, and I covered the Texas Rangers. They were very, very, very good to me. I was on the air in their flagship station, KRLD, and the Rangers win the first game against the Diamondbacks on Friday in 11-6-5. Adolis Garcia, with his home run in the 11th, was, was the amazing, amazing electric thing to have the crowd go crazy. But then you turn around after that big win in 11, Texas taking the first one. The Diamondbacks will not be denied because, you know, we have people listening in Texas. We have people listening in Arizona. The D-backs beat the Rangers 9-1, crushed them 9-1. Just cruising past the Rangers. So the Rangers have to find some answers for this next one. It's not, and Arizona may continue on that momentum. I think this is going to be a series that goes to 7 because you can see it. And you've seen it in leading up to the World Series, what's happened this year in baseball. So the Diamondbacks should get some very big credit for that win, because just because you get, you know, just because you blow a huge lead that you have in a game, it's the World Series. You're there for a reason. So you lose the first one, you come back, you get the second one. It'll be Tuesday before we see Texas and Arizona again, and it will be in Arizona that series switches to Phoenix, Arizona. They're 1-1 now in the World Series. That's it for the Man Cave. Stay with us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The new Speaker of the House says a standalone funding bill for Israel will go on the House floor this week. Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson's comments were echoed by Texas Republican and House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Michael McCaul.
Because the need is so urgent now in Israel. Start with Israel first and then deal with the other as a separate measure. We'll have that on the House floor this week.
On Fox News Sunday, Johnson said he called on President Biden to separate bills to provide aid for Israel and Ukraine when he met with him this week. Florida Governor and GOP presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis says better mental health oversight was needed in connection with the accused gunman in last week's mass shooting in Maine.
He clearly had problems. He was involuntarily committed. He would have been a prohibited possessor.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, DeSantis said a reported mental health intervention for suspected shooter Robert Card wasn't enough. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Of this man's life. In fact, some of what he's done, I've now put on my list. You know, that infamous bucket list people talk about. So Bernie McCauley is in our virtual green room, and he was raised on a cattle ranch in eastern Montana. Then he ended up working for the airlines. You know what that means. You're open to lots of travel. He is a guy who likes to fish and hunt and even team roping. And this is the key thing. In the Shadows of Sawtooth Ridge. So the name of the book that he's written is The Shadows of Sawtooth Ridge. Bernie, thanks so much for coming on.
Yes, thank you for having me.
I don't know if I would be so great at hunting because I'm not a great shot, but fishing, I think I could maybe give you a run for the money.
There's lots of fishing out in that area on the Missouri River. If you travel between, say, Great Falls and Helena, back in about this time of year, you will see a lot of people floating the river and fly fishing and so forth. And beautiful country, it really is. One of the people I was that fly fishing with one morning was Roy Rogers.
Wow. Really?
Him and his manager was down there fly fishing. They were holding a show at him and the Sons of the Pioneers were at a show at Montana State Fair in Great Falls at the time. So
how interesting.
It was it's nice country. Team roping, we used to team rope at a ranch up in the shadows of the Sawtooths, usually weekly. It was just kind of a I'm trying to think what the word is. We call it jackpot roping, where we throw in so much money, and whoever's the fastest time gets to go home with the money.
Nice. I like that. That sounds very, very interesting. So tell us about the book. Why did you write the book?
The book is a combination of a whole bunch of stories put together. It's my experiences with the airlines, and if you've been with the airlines at all or heard enough, there's a thousand stories there. And my time, I've worked up in Glacier National Park as a packer and a dude wrangler, we called it, back in the 70s or early late 60s, I guess, taking groups out and also packing into supplies into the fire lookouts and two chalets, the Granite Park Chalet, which is just back in operation after a big fire here a couple years ago. And, the Sperry Chalet is. The Granite Park Chalet is has a book of its own. It's called The Night of the Grizzly, which was about the happenings of up there in 1967. So, and it's, we're talking about Mount Rainier earlier. I've been up and down the Pacific Crest Trail by horseback. Amazing how many pictures are taken between the ears of horses that we have. And some of the stuff is my error. We do have crew members that do commute. My son is one of them that commutes out of Palm Springs to Seattle or San Francisco.
Yeah, as far as flying, yeah, because he's a pilot, right?
Yeah, he's a flight attendant.
A flight attendant, yeah. So, so again, he gets the benefit of the travel because you have the travel benefits, too.
Yes, he certainly does.
Yeah.
Yes, he certainly does. He was in Boston and Hawaii in the last couple of weeks, so he's
rough.
Around.
Rough. And you also talk about, being a POW, returning home after the Vietnam War, finding that life has changed drastically. And now a single father of two, that's the book. That's the, you know, the Shadows of Sawtooth Ridge.
It's a book. It's about one person's life who we did have a POW that flew for us. I've never met the gentleman. But we did have a POW that did fly for us, and he did come home, and he ended up retiring not too far back, I understand. And apparently he was a super, super nice guy. But I kind of threw that in, and commuting out of Great Falls and having the ranch up in Augusta, Montana, which is at the front of the eastern slope of the Rockies. If you've ever been up there, David Letterman has a home up there, in fact, in that area.
Yeah, beautiful.
And brought in the fact of PTSD, which kind of, in that time period, was a lot of our servicemen that came back from Vietnam. And it just kind of, to me, it's some of the trials and tribulations that went with him and how past life. This gentleman was in college rodeo, high school rodeo, and he had a young lady who really liked him. And for some reason, they never got together until after he returned from Vietnam and decided to assume the family ranch up in Augusta. And they kind of worked out their differences over the period of time and ended up getting married and trying to have a good life together and so forth. So I'm working on a second book now of his daughter, Joni, who is going to be following her father's footsteps in the Navy and so forth. The only difference is that her father attended a state university before entering the Navy, and she attended Annapolis Naval Academy. So that's the only difference in the two areas. So, and she has her own problems, such as being a female in an all-male society, which started about that, but brings that along.
So really,
it's a beautiful country there.
Yeah, so really your story is so much about people. It's about people and what they've encountered and then what happens when you are there in the shadows of Sawtooth Ridge. Was it fun for you to write this?
Yes, and another thing that comes into mind is the stump, the cottonwood stump. In fact, I'd love to write a story about the cottonwood stump. But the stump becomes kind of a silent person in the family or a silent object in the family. We're in the beginning of where Larry came back to the ranch, he ends up spending quite a bit of his time down near the creek. And as you noticed, that he's listening to the trout in the creek. He's listening to the owls and the coyotes, kind of nature talking to him and trying to smooth his nerves and his mind, clear his mind, so to speak. And that stump becomes pretty pretty famous in the rest of the, in the next few books I hope to write. In fact, we got a thing going in Facebook right now where some of my friends were trying to find a name for the stump.
I love it. That's good engagement, getting people involved in weaving together a novel and taking all that you know and putting it in that. What do you hope people take away from this first one? What do you hope they take away from reading The Shadows of Sawtooth Ridge?
Mostly entertainment. It's I've had it out there a couple times, a couple places, and one of the places they had it, they felt that it would make a good Hallmark movie because it's not that long. You can probably read the book in a two night sitting pretty easily, but it's entertainment mostly, but also kind of our lives out in Montana, out in the area. A lot of our ranchers are family ranchers. Our ranch was a family ranch, was in the family since 1911 until it was sold afterwards. But we grew up on the prairies of eastern Montana, and I learned to love the mountains when I went to work in Glacier National Park. And of course, both areas, working with people in Glacier Park and working with people at Northwest Airlines, you hear a lot of stories. You need to put them together and so forth.
Yeah.
And stories is something that goes on in our whole lives. We sit down and we talk with each other over whether it's a fire or whether it's a table. We all tell stories.
Boy, that's true. It's the art of storytelling. Bernie McCauley, thank you so much. You can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. You have a good day.
You too, Bernie. Thanks.
Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I'm so excited to introduce you to Terrence Potter. He's written a couple of books we're going to talk about. His first book is The Black Diamond and the Witch's Curse. Ooh, I'm such a fan of witches. Should I say that? Because I like those stories growing up. And then his second book, The Black Diamond and the Magic Box. So really intriguing stuff. Really had a great off-air conversation. Terrence, thanks for coming on.
It is a pleasure for me to be with you, Ms. Delaney.
So what led you to writing? What led you to decide you were going to write these books?
Well, it really, the beginnings of it really started in my youth, actually. I was always a fan of the genre of stories, things like magic and sci-fi, comic book stories. I had a big comic book collection passed down from my dad. My grandmother passed on her love of
Comic books and of just reading, it sounds like.
Or to create stories in your own head, you know, about, you know, things that you like in that type of genre. So as a youngster, I would come up with just different playthings and different things in my mind, different stories and stuff. And they would just be, they were stuck in my head. You know, they weren't out in the world yet. You know, they stay stuck in my head and formulating. And when I got out of college, I was looking for what I was going to do next with my life. And I ran back into an old Spanish teacher of mine from high school. Her name is Miss Pierce. And she actually became an author her own self recently at that time, back in about 2012, 2013. And that inspired me to also want to, you know, become an author, too. It would be a good challenge for me. I didn't consider myself a great creative writer. In school, I was a very good writer of, like, research papers and things like that. I'm not like a creative writing. So I wanted to challenge myself to do something that wasn't necessarily my strength. And like I said, I love the genre of sci-fi and fantasy, and I already had bits and pieces of things in my head. So I decided, you know, I'll try to do what she did and become a writer and get the ideas in my head that were decades in the making onto actual page and get that out into the world. So that's what inspired me to start writing.
So tell me about the first book and the story.
Yes, the first book in the story, it's set in Delaware, a fictional Delaware town called Poddington. And it is, it's set, the four main characters are four recent admits into a fictional college called Word University. It's an HBCU. And the students there, the freshmen, those freshmen, are happen to be warlocks. But they don't know that because they don't know each other when they first start the story. And one of the warlocks, that's a freshman, his name is Derek, he begins to just suddenly be getting attacked by these monsters. And he doesn't know why. But he has to figure out, you know, why he's being attacked. And so he gets some information that if he joins forces with these other warlocks, that will help protect him from the oncoming monsters and stuff. So he does meet the other three protagonists of the story, Matthias, Travell, and Omar. They're also warlocks, happen to be warlocks, you know. And, you know, they come together and form a bond called a Warlock's Diamond, which is similar to like a coven of the witches, but for warlocks. And that allows them to kind of form this bond and fight off the oncoming hordes of monsters that are coming after them. But there may be some type of behind-the-scenes shenanigans that, you know, they may not know exactly that's the reason behind the attacks. But that's kind of, you know, for readers of the book to discover.
I love it. What do you hope readers take away, that they discover different aspects of what you're talking about?
Yes, I would say the main thing I want them to, the book, the first book and ultimately the series, it's about coming together, resolving our differences and coming together as, you know, a group and solving issues of everybody. You know, I think that's a very good message to have, especially in the world today, the need to come together and put aside our differences for the good of all. You know, I think if we do that, you know, everybody kind of wins. You know, I think that's a very good message that everybody, you know, I need to hear in times like this. So it's a very story about friendship. It's a story about overcoming differences. And it's a story about, you know, coming together for the betterment of all.
And so we go to the second book, The Black Diamond and the Magic Box, as I mentioned before, which, by the way, you can get the books on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. So tell us about that story.
Well, that story is a follow-up to the first book, The Magic Box. It is, obviously, it follows the students in their second year, their sophomore year at Wirt University. And in this story, the warlocks kind of, it's more deals with the fallout of the first book. You can read the first book without, you can read the second book without reading the first book. I suggest you read the first book. It gives very good background information. And it is about them dealing with, you know, the fallout of the events of the first book. So they get to know more about their past. They realize that, you know, their connection goes deeper and longer lasting and further back than they really realized from their first year. And so by realizing their bond goes further back, they explore their bond, they explore their origins as a group, and they have to kind of use that knowledge to help them deal with an issue of the main, you know, adversary of the second book is related to, you know, events of the first book. And so they realize that everything that's been happening in their life it's been prophesied. It goes back to their origins throughout time. So it's a very dense book, but it's very engaging as well.
And so you're not done yet. I mean, you got another one that you're working on, because we're talking at least a trilogy here. So how's that process going?
I'm glad you mentioned that, actually. It's going very well. The third book of the series has already been submitted, actually, to the publisher, so it should be coming out relatively soon. I can announce to you that the name of that book is going to be The Black Diamond and the Mark from the Source. And that book is going to be dealing with more of their relationship with magic in general, you know, and how these four warlocks are very connected to nature, connected to, you know, the origins of the magic phenomena in of itself. And you have to use that to kind of heal, you know, magic in the world. So it's very, very different from the first two books. But I think it that difference is what keeps the story interesting. I think people will be really engaged with that.
How fun was it for you to do this?
It was actually very fun. It takes a long time to write the book, so it does take, you know, it does take up my time. Each book takes about from initial planning to final, final cut. Takes about, I would say about 10, 11 months maybe, but those 10 months are very fun and very, very talented.
I love it. You have such a gift, Terrence. There's no question about it. And all of these books, and then whatever you produce in the future, I think it's going to be fun to see how all these things carry on for sure. And like I said, you can get it Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Is there any other place you want to send anybody?
Yes. So all three books will be available. The first book is getting republished, and the second and third books are getting published as well, all at the same time. They will be coming out. Like I said, all three have been submitted to the publisher, so they're in the process right now of printing and publishing. They will be available by the middle of November, and they will be available, like I said, on all major, you know, online platforms, things like Amazon and Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Target.com, things of that nature, and also available on the publisher's website, Xlibris, that's Xlibris.com, on their online bookstore. And I'll also be creating a website, you know, for the book series, and I will also be creating some social media pages. I have a current social media page on Facebook for the book series. The Black Diamond is the name of the Facebook page. You can go there for information and updates on the book series. You can go there for links to purchase the books there as well.
Terrence, thank you. You're awesome.
Thank you so much, Ms. Delaney.
Terrence Potter has such clever writing, and he probably doesn't know this, but I almost went to the University of Delaware. He went to the University of Delaware. He got a bachelor's in psychology, and I thought about that. I would have been a blue hen, and obviously he was a blue hen. That's the mascot. But the Black Diamond and the Magic Box and the Black Diamond and the Witch's Curse, so interesting the way he weaved, I think, both of those tales together, how that followed along, and he's got it. He's got that really strong writing in the fantasy genre, I think, to create these characters, and characters, by the way, that are underrepresented, that's for sure, when it comes to minorities, but he absolutely has nailed it. So congratulations to, I guess as some call him, Teapot. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. You can get that, again, on Amazon or Barnes and Noble. So thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.